Blessings, beautiful souls in this world. You are now listening to the newest episode on Coolie Baby Express's podcast. Take heed, let God speak into your spirit, and enjoy.
Peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings. Beautiful souls in this world, kaya dunwa se, we are not of this world. Welcome back again to Coolie Baby Express's podcast. And we have made it to episode 13. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And it's only by the grace and the glory and the mercy of our Heavenly Father, okay, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we're speaking of my Lord and Savior, right, let's start. I'm very led to begin with a prayer of repentance specifically. So join me as we go into prayer before our Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much for all that you are doing in this season. You spoke of a major shift last episode, and we know that we are currently still in this shifting season, Lord God. And in this season, I just thank you for all that you are doing, all that you haven't quite yet done in the natural yet, but I thank you for all that you are going to do, Lord. Right now, we just come to you and we want to repent, Father. We want to repent for all that we've done, all that we have said, all that we have thought that we may not have known about, or that it was very intentional. Father, we ask that you remove it completely from us. Remove it from our spirits, our minds, and our hearts, Lord God. Search our hearts and cleanse us, Father God. Remove all things and spirits that is not of you, and fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Father God. I thank you so much. Please forgive us. We are repenting, Lord, with our heart and souls, in spirit and in truth, and we only want your glory. We only want your will for our life. We thank you, Lord, and we pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. It is so, and so shall it be. Yes, 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 yes. I was very led to start with a prayer of repentance, and I pray that whoever has prayed that prayer, that it reached the ears of God, and that he is now currently moving on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. So, we are here on episode 13. As always, I'm excited. Just going to let you guys know, I know, especially as the recent episodes that I've been doing, it's been a little longer than my normal ones, I would guess. I could just say that this one is not going to be so long, okay? It might be a little shorter than usual, but either way, I prayed over this word and God will deliver. He has something to tell his people, okay? All right, so let's jump right on in. So I want to emphasize that it is levels to transformation. And speaking of, this is the subject, this is the topic of today's episode, levels to transformation. Now, as I was just going about my regular day and everything, God really spoke something into my spirit. He actually used another chosen vessel of his. And then after I heard what was speaking from her mouth, then he started to pour into my spirit. And I started to think on my life, on my experience, on where I'm coming from, on who I used to be, on where I am now, on the lessons that I learned in the middle of going through, right, in the middle of the process, right? So he led me to see clearly, in clarity, that there's literally levels, okay, to transformation. Okay, and he also brought a scripture to me that allowed me to really, really, really grasp what he was showing me and what he was telling me. And as I read this scripture and I looked back in hindsight, I'm like, wow, so I really learned this even through this scripture. This scripture tells me that all along, you know, I was going from level to level, which brings me to the scripture. This is not the scripture I was talking about, but it brings me to this scripture. We must go from faith to faith, right? From glory to glory. And we should never be stagnant in our faith ever, right? God is not a stagnant God. And I think we've talked about that ample amounts of times, right? So the scripture that I was led to is Romans 12, 2. All right, so I got my Bible, I got my Bible. All right, so let's dive in. We got Romans 12:2. Okay, so it reads, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Hallelujah. How many of you want God's will for your life? I know I do. I definitely do. And there was a time in my life where I wasn't even concerned about God's will. I'm telling you, there was a time in my life when I was, you know, dipping and dabbing in the world, but I still loved Christ, but I was still on the fence. I was still lukewarm. I was still dipping and dabbing in the things that I desired that stemmed directly from my flesh, which means it stemmed directly from lust, which means that stemmed directly from the enemy. You understand? So there was a point that I wasn't even concerned about the will of God. Like, what is the will of God for my life, right? But now, more than ever, now the Bible say when you were a child, you did, you spoke, you thought as a child. But when you became an adult, when you became a man, when you became a woman, right? You put all childish things, talkings, thoughts, actions away. You put it away because you're no longer a child, right? So now that I am an adult, all I want is the will of God for my life. You understand? All I desire is what God has for me. If God has something, and you know, you have to have a relationship with God, because this is how you're going to know his character. Because I know his character and I've gotten to know him so much, I've given him so much time of my life, I've given him so many, my own desires, I've given it up to him, my bad habits, I've given it up to him, you know, the things that I used to indulge in that I thought would help me, make me feel better about myself or about life, I've given that up to him. So I have truly saw his character and who he is to me in my life, right? So because I know that, I tell God, I'm like, listen, even if what you will for me in that moment, I'm not comprehensive of it. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. How can I do that? Listen, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, I'm willing to do it anyway because I know you have the power to change my desire into your own. So I'm willing to do it anyway because if it's your will, it must be, what does the word say? His good, pleasing, and perfect will. It must be perfect. My God, it must be good. My God, it must be pleasing. Hallelujah. And if it's pleasing to you, Father, then that means it's going to be pleasing to me because I'm your child. Glory be to God, right? So we are not to conform to the patterns of this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It starts in our minds. And so we're talking about levels to transformation. Everybody wants to be better. Everybody wants to gain better. Everybody wants to have better. Everybody wants to, you know, be better, right? But in being better, having better, doing better, there's something that you have to give. All right, give. You have to give to receive. So we all want to receive this better, but what are you giving? All right, what are you giving? Sit and think about that. All right, meditate on that. I would love to have a nice relationship with Christ one day. I would love to have a beautiful spouse and children, a beautiful family one day. I would love to have a business that's very successful one day. I would love to be my own CEO one day. Okay, so everybody wants all of these things. Do you think God is a God that he's just going to drop something in your lap because you said, I want it? Let me tell you, God is so good. He is such a good God that he's going to monitor. First of all, who are you? Okay, you want a business. Do you know that a business requires a businesswoman with a business mentality? Who are you right now? Who are you? Do you have a business mentality right now? Can you wake up at the top of the rising when everyone else is still snoring and in a comfortable bed sleeping and have X amount of hours left to sleep? Can you do that? You understand? Okay, you want a spouse. You want a family and a spouse, okay? And right now, are you stewarding over the little cousins that you have? Are you stewarding well over the little siblings that you have? You don't even talk to your family members. You don't even talk to the significant other that you're dating right now in a way that shows that you honor and respect and yourself. Because let me tell you something when it comes to that. Look, I can always talk about covenant. When it comes to the covenant, you can't just say, oh, I want a man that does or be like this. I want a woman that does or be like this. Let me tell you how you have to become who you want. Okay, you can just say, oh, I need somebody who's going to take care of me. Can you take care of you? Can you take care of you and the life of someone else? And I don't just mean financially. Yeah, we know God has certain roles for men. Men are protector, right? Providers. We know this, right? But now I talk about that. I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, right? Spiritually. Can you take care of you and another person spiritually? Can you steward over the little cousins and brothers and sisters you have now? Because if you cannot, do you think God is going to give you the life of other little human beings? See, we have to think about these things when we're asking God, oh, I want this. Well, I want this. Everybody wants better. But are you giving better to receive that better? Are you giving? Are you doing more? Okay, more than who you are right now, more than what you are used to, more than your stagnation of your mind, what you're used to, what your comfort. You have to get out your comfort zone in order to receive. Hallelujah. And you know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's speaking to me too. We have to tap out of our comfort zone in order to receive the things that we haven't seen yet. Come on, somebody. All right. So do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to be transformed. Be transformed. Our mind, our hearts, heart and mind. Let that align. A heart and the mind. We have to be transformed because guess what? The reason why I say let it align is because what does the scripture tell us? That out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever your heart is conjuring up, guess what is going to come out? And why do they say, think before you speak? Let your mind and your heart be on one accord. You know how the Bible say, be equally yoked? Let your mind and your heart be equally yoked. That way they're on the same page and your emotions can't even come tamper with them. You understand? If your mind and your heart, think of your mind and your heart being married. If your mind and your heart is married and in covenant, even if your emotion of anger wanna rise up, that mind gonna communicate with that heart, right? And that heart gonna communicate back with that mind, and you gonna send that emotion back where it came from because we don't got time for you. You're not welcome here. You understand? This is deep now. Now you have to be able to receive this in the spirit, not natural. A lot of people that's natural minded, okay, will say, what are you talking about, girl? This is crazy. But you know what? God is a deep kind of God. And this is a revelation. And if you want to receive what God has for you on today, I'm telling you, you have to receive this in the spirit. Amen. All right. So let me talk about these levels now. Transformation is not a one-time thing, okay? Why do we think that, you know, we say it's levels to this, okay? When you start a new job, you know, a lot of us start a job, and if we're there long enough, we're like, we have the thoughts of maybe, should I be a manager? Should I apply for the manager position, the supervising position? Because, you know, I don't want to just be stagnant. I want to go up the ladder. I want to experience. I want to make more money. You understand? But it's levels to going up that ladder. You can't just start working that day and next week you're like, you know what? Boss, I would like to be a supervisor. Please, I need to be a supervisor. Just let me know what day can I come in to be a supervisor. It doesn't go like that. First, you have to show yourself approval. Hallelujah. You have to show yourself approval at that job in order for them to even consider you to go up into a higher position. Okay. Woo! Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're talking about higher. In order for you to go higher, okay, into a higher position, into a higher dimension, into a higher place, into a higher state of mind, you have to show yourself approval, which brings me to the scripture that says faith without works is dead. Not just because you believe in Christ, or not just because you call on the name of Jesus, mean that, oh, God is going to take you up levels. He's going to keep rising you and take you up levels. No, you have to put that work in. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel the power of God right now. Holy Spirit, have your way, have your way. You have to put the work in, all right? And he's talking to, I'm about to get emotional. Holy Spirit, come on now. You, oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, hallelujah. We have to put in the work. We have to put the work in behind the things that we're believing for. Behind, if God told you that you're going to be in ministry full time, put the work in. You're probably not there yet. You probably don't have the following yet. You probably don't have the tribe yet. You probably don't have the storefront yet. You probably don't have the employees yet, my God. But if God showed you and gave you a little ounce of a vision, a provision, that you are going to be in ministry full-time, my God, right now, you better make sure y'all go on, like, say you in a ministry full-time right now, my God. For those of you that did not understand what I just said, that means right now you better act like you are in complete full ministry right now, before you get the tribe, before you get the employees, before you get the storefront, before you get the following. You understand what I'm telling you? Glory be to God. So God is saying, come up higher. He doesn't want any of his children to be stagnant. He doesn't want any of his children to be complacent. He doesn't want any of his children to remain in one space where there's no growth. If you're remaining in one place, one space, and one mindset, my God, you're not growing. And God is a God of growth. Okay, my father is a businessman, which means any person that wants a business, what's the overall goal for their business? To what? Grow. You understand? So let me tell you how much you are God's business. You understand? Let me tell you how much God needs his business to grow. Hallelujah. So God is saying, come up higher. And now I want to make this clear. In order to come up to a higher place, you must have first been in a high place. Okay? The key word, higher. Higher. God is calling us up higher. If he's indicating that he's calling, if God has told you, because some people God is saying, I want you to come up high. Come up high. Okay? To others, God is saying, come up a little higher. Okay? To some, God is saying, come up more higher. All right? So that word higher indicates that you already came to a high place, but now it's time for you to go to a higher place. Hallelujah. It's time for you to go to a higher place, and God is calling us up higher. So if he's calling you higher, that means you have once did something in order to get to the place that you are now. And this is why God is saying, we rebuke the spirit of complacency. Hallelujah. We revoke, rebuke, renounce the spirit of stagnation, the spirit of complacency, the spirit of procrastination. Because it is those spirits that keeps you on the level, on that high level that you worked to get on. But when you work to get on there, you just became complacent. You became lazy. You procrastinated. Listen, I'm speaking from experience. Now I talk about nothing never got you, you know? I'm speaking from experience. You start to become those things. And this is why God has to come to you and say, my daughter, my son, I'm calling you up higher. Just come up a little higher. Y'all know that song by Mally Music? I've said this about, I love Mally Music. I love the spirit that moves within him when he's doing his craft. And he has a song that's called Higher, right? And a little piece of it, come up a little higher, 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 higher. Man, my God, every time I listen to that song, I can hear the voice of God telling me, Cooley, come up higher where you are, from where you are. You came up high. Great. I'm proud of you. God would never, he never ceased to acknowledge how much he's proud of you, acknowledge where you're coming from. And he's saying, come up higher. Now come up a little higher. Now come up a little higher. You've done what you need to do to get to that place, and you've served in that place. Now it's time to come up higher. Amen. my God is moving on this place. All right, so yes, in order to come into a higher place, you have to first come up to a high place, right? Which brings me now to Luke 12, 48. My God, God is speaking. God is really speaking. Luke, what we just talked about coming up higher, this brings me to the next scripture. We're at Luke 12, 48. And it reads, "But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows." Let me read that again. "But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been giving much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Wow. Wow. So, what does that mean? We spoke about this last episode. If you know better, you do better. Because if you know better and you intentionally decide to don't do the better that you already have the knowledge and wisdom of, you're going to be beaten. Okay? You will be beaten. And it's not going to be the few blows. Yeah, you heard him say few blows. What does it say? It say the one who does not know and does things that are deserving of punishment. So if I did not know that if I take that candy and eat it, if I didn't know that when my grandma come in, she's going to be upset because she saved that for her husband. So if I didn't know she was saving that candy for her husband, then I wouldn't have touched it. You understand? But I saw it, even though I didn't ask. That's what deserved punishment, because it was not mine to start with. It wasn't mine to start with. And before I took it and ate it, I did not ask. I didn't say, well, whose is this? Can I have it? Right? So that deserves punishment because that was not mine. Okay? That was not labeled mine. So why am I trying to take something that does not belong to me? But because I didn't know she was saving it for her husband, I will get beaten, but with few blows, because I didn't know. But when you know better, you must. It's imperative and critical, my visionaries of Christ, that you do better when you know better. Okay? Because it says, for the one that who was entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Too much is given, much is required. Again, we all want better. We all want a good this. We all want a good that. We all want a good man, a good woman. We all want a house, a car. We all want a great business. We all want money to be flowing in like money growing trees. Okay? We all want these things. But what about when God gives it to you? What about when God gives it to you? Do you know that these blessings that you're asking for, if ever God decides to give them to you, do you know that you are going to have to do more than you ever done for where you are right now? The level that you're on right now, you're going to have to do more. If God bless you with a luxury car right now, maybe you never had a luxury car, but maybe you have a dream to have a luxury car. Maybe you have a dream luxury car. There's nothing wrong with that too. There's nothing wrong with having a dream car. There's nothing wrong with that. And don't let people lie to you and tell you there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but say you have a dream car, for example, and just by the grace of God, he gave you a dream car. Do you think it will be good for you to be dealing with that dream car in the way that you were dealing with your Nissan Altima, in the way that you were dealing with your Honda Accord? Okay. In the way that you were dealing with your Kia Sorento? Hello? Okay? In the way you were dealing with your 1990 Infiniti? Listen. And the majority of the time, God will not. He will not approve us to have a new thing, a great thing, a better thing. And when I say thing, I don't mean material. That was an example. But I mean a better mindset, okay? A better relationship with him. Again, we got to put the work in before we do that. But if we don't put the work in and we're just like, oh, I want this. The reason why God, majority of the time, will not approve that you have this thing and release it unto you is because you are ready. You want a new house, but your house that you have right now is dirty. okay? You want children, but the students that you teach or mentor right now, you don't steward over them well. You can't stand to be around them. So how are you gonna want children? And these are just examples, y'all, but it's real. It's real, it's real, it's real. So to whom much is given, much is required. This is why the Bible say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind is not renewed, honey, you can get all the blessings in the world that you desire. And guess what? You're gonna end up leading right into destruction. Because if your mind is not renewed, you're not going to have the knowledge and the wisdom or the capacity to have the knowledge and the wisdom on how to steward over the things that God has given to you. Because first of all, anything that you have right now or anything that God will give you is not yours. Your money right now that you think, you know, you're deserving of and you made the money because you spend the hours working, that money is not yours. Those children is not yours. That husband, that wife is not yours. Okay, that job is not yours. That business is not yours. Nothing that you possess, okay, it's not yours. You are not even yours. Hallelujah. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. You are not your own. You understand? So it's time that we be fruitful and steward the things that we have now, so that when, you know, we do renew and transform our minds, we're in a better position to receive. Okay, because God don't play about releasing now. He's not going to play around with releasing and be like, no, I'm away. No, when he sees that you're actually where you need to be, oh, yeah, he's going to release them. And you better be ready, because sometimes he's going to release them all at one time. And if you're not mentally ready, you're gonna feel bombarded. You're gonna feel stressed. At that point, your blessings might become stress. You don't want that. That's why you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory be to God. Right. So each level requires a version of you that you never were. All right. So when you come up to that higher that God is calling you to, you have to, some skin is going to shed. Okay. And in your head right now, you're like, well, if I go up high from where I am right now, ooh, that person, that's a great person. Well, why would that person have to go away? Well, when you get up higher, it's levels to this. So you keep becoming, It's not that person is going to die, but certain things you're still letting go of. So for example, in this season right now, God is telling me to come up higher. All right. And in this season, I let go drinking. Okay. I let go drinking and I became completely sober minded. And that's something that took me to a next level, because I've been tussling with that against God. I wasn't an alcoholic or nothing, but, you know, it was just like an idol for me. So I was, you know, tussling with that, right? Substances. I was tussling with that. And when I completely decided, it's a choice, y'all. And we make it seem like, oh, it's so hard or whatever. It's a choice that you just choose because you want better. Okay? That's all it is. And anything farther than that, the enemy is a stronghold, and that's, you need to be delivered. Okay, that's all it is. So when I decided and chose that, okay, I cannot. Okay, so then God showed me that, oh, I've brought you to a higher level because you did the work. So now you're a higher level. But when he brought me to that higher level, oh yes, I was very sober minded. I was hearing from God more. He was giving me more revelation. I was seeing fruit from the decision, the obedience that I did, right? But I was still struggling with insecurity. So then there's another level that I have to go up. Okay, so I pray that this is making sense for you. Just because you released something or a specific bad habit or specific stronghold off of your life in one season and you went up a level, that don't mean you're the best and perfect person that you were ever called to be. No, there's still some things, and that's where you have to dissect. That's where you have to say, what in me is not of God? Every day, dissect yourself every day. Self-examine yourself every day. What in me is not of Christ? okay, that I desire to change, and accept the fact that you do it, or you indulge in it, or you are it, or you speak it. Like, accept the fact that you are who you are right now, but examine yourself daily to know, okay, well, what do I need to change? How do I need to do this? God will give you the steps. I'm telling you, He will give you the steps. But each level requires a version of you that you never were. So be prepared that when God tells you come up higher, all right, that means, okay, something gotta give. I gotta give something. I gotta sacrifice something. Something has to give. Okay, and then pray about it. Let God reveal to you what that thing is, and then it's up to you. God will always reveal to you what He needs from you, but then it's up to you to utilize your what? Free will. Utilize your free will and see what God shows you that you need to get rid of, and then boom, decide to do it. Choose to do it. Choose on this day. Okay, this is why it is a race. This is why it's a race, okay? And remember, we talked about it last episode. It's a race, okay? And I said, for my opinion, that we're in this race, but it's not a race for us to like try to hurry up and win, you know? Because why? God already told us that we have the victory. So in my words, I say it's a race for us to pace. We need to pace through this race. Why? Because it's a process. If we run and run and run, we're going to miss everything God needs us to get. We're going to miss every revelation God needs us to get. We're going to miss every secret God was trying to tell us. We're going to miss everything that was designed for us to see in the spirit, receive spiritually. We're going to miss it because we're just focused on trying to win. We're trying to win. And guess what? We focus on running, 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 trying to win. We're going to tire ourselves out. And guess who winning? Not you. Okay? Because you're going to, this race ain't no, it's no limit to this race. Okay? You don't know when you're going. So there's no limit to this. You don't know how long you're going to run. So you could be like running all fast, 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 fast. And you don't even know that you got way miles ahead of you. I'm talking about million miles ahead of you, but you over here running, 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 running. You're going to tire yourself out and probably kill yourself before you get to the ending. We need to pace this race. Pace this race in the process. Receive everything God has for us in the process. Go through this process smoothly. What I like to say is free flow with the Holy Spirit through the process, right? Because what does scripture say? Ecclesiastes 9:11, and it reads, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. So the race is not given to the one who can run the fastest. Okay, the race, and what does it tell us? The race is given to who can endure till the end. Everybody, what does it say here? Everybody, but time and chance happen to them all. Everybody's gonna go through everything. It don't matter how fast you run, how slow you run, everyone will have a taste of every single thing. So it's about you and your process. It's about you and your endurance. It's about you and your relationship with Christ. That's all it is about. That's all it is about. And remember, once you endure until the end, God told you that's who you are. Okay, God called you by name and He told you that's who you are. Listen to me, we already won. We already won the race. We have the victory. We already won. And before we end, I want to read this other scripture, Galatians 6:9. Okay? And it reads, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. My God. And another, I think it's the King James Version. I love that version. It says, if we faint not. We need to not faint. Okay, so when we're doing the work, when God is, we hear the voice of God come up a little higher. All right, we know there's something that we need to shed off. We know there's things in a person that we need to become that we've never been. We know that we need to do certain things. God is a God of strategy and order. So that means we are going to do the things that we need to do, put in the work that we need to put in behind our faith. Right. And if we're putting in work behind our faith, it's a good thing. What did God say in the beginning? It's a good. His will is good, pleasing and perfect. So it's a good thing. And God sees a good in his eyes. OK. And what does this say? Do not become weary in doing good. So when you're doing good, let me tell you how the enemy is going to tempt you. He's going to try to stress you out. He's going to try to attack you. OK. But let me tell you how you remember this scripture. Meditate on this scripture. Galatians 6:9. Do not become weary in doing good. Okay, do not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, you will reap your harvest. He didn't say maybe you will reap your harvest. He said, no, don't get weary and do a good, because the proper time is going to arrive. He not maybe, not well, it might, only if it's Tuesday. No, it will arrive at the proper time. And who else timing is perfect and divine other than God's? Okay, so remember that there's levels to transformation. And in these levels, you just have to do what you have to do. Okay, listen to the voice of God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Put those works in behind your faith. Don't just have faith alone and just sit and wait for God to do something. No, God is waiting on you. We're never waiting on God. God is always waiting on us to move, to do, to move. All right? And speaking of move, if you guys have not tuned into our new Moving Monday program, oh my goodness, you're missing out. We have a new Moving Monday video that's released every morning at 5 a.m. on Mondays. I know a lot of people wake up early and stuff like that, but whenever you are up, it's there for you to see. And then we go live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. All right. So if you want to tune into that, the link is, well, I'll put the link right here. www.cb17visions.com. Go to the website and join us for this Moving Monday. God really moves. He really moves. And I mean, he moves crazy on Monday, and then it just, he moves so beautiful and big that it just lingers into the rest of the days of the week. And then by the next Monday, we like ready, we fired up, you know what I mean? So tune into that. I love you guys so much. Give thanks for tuning in. This was a beautiful, very efficient. I feel like this is my not so long, this is one of my not so longest episodes, but I might be wrong. Anywho, I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. You're done with the tinga already. Give thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys on episode 14. I love you so much.
We pray that the message in this episode spoke measures into your life. As we always say, beautiful souls, take this word, take it to Christ, test the spirits, and let God reveal to you his hand in your life according to his will and his purpose. We love you, and as always, we are praying for you. Remember to stay prayed up, and we'll see you on the next episode.